Okay, we're going to go ahead with the light, and we're going to try and cover the first two lessons of it at once here. They're brief lessons, though. We're going to be looking firstly at Jesus as the light of the world. And, before we actually get into that, we'll see him as the Word of God, and then we'll follow the light through history a little bit, those two things. So I encourage you to look in your physical Bible where you can make notes, or on a piece of paper, if you could, that will be helpful for you in the future. But let's think for a while about light and dark. And have you heard that Jesus Christ is the light of the world? The Bible says that he is the light of the world. Look with me in John chapter 8, verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So there you have both light and dark, and light again. Well, let's look further. We'll look down in our back, actually, in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And that's hard for us to understand, isn't it? Reference to the nature of God being that Jesus is God and Jesus is with God. You know, I mean, it defines out the difference between the parts of God. God is one, and yet God is three at the same time. You know, we can't comprehend that, but God does it. That's his nature. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. So at this point, the Bible begins calling the light him, calling the Word him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. So there enters the light. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Okay, going on. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light. So there's one of the reasons why John the Baptist came. That all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. So here we see more about the light. Let's jump down to verse 9. That was the true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. And in verse 14, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And these verses are talking about Jesus Christ here. Three verses later, the writer names Jesus as the one he's been talking about in verse 17, John 1:17, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ is the Word and is the light shining in the darkness. He's the light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Let me summarize here a bit. In John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, God inspired the writer John, whoever wrote John, inspired that writer to tell Israel the Word is the powerful, eternal creator. That's who the Word is. And in verses 4 through 9, God makes known, tells that the Word was life, and that he was the true light of men, and that the Word became flesh, and that flesh, the Word becoming flesh, was the light of the world. From that we can see that God associates the Word with the light. They're associated together in the person of Jesus Christ. And John 1, verses 1 through 9, and then verse 14 that we read, they show an even more definite declaration from God that Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Now let's turn our thoughts and attention, and we'll be going a little different direction here. We're going to talk about the light through history. Let's follow the light. The Bible reveals it, you know, throughout history. You can find the light. And let's look at what the Bible says. We already saw in John 1, verses 4 through 9, that the Word who became flesh and dwelt among us was God. And that by the Word were all things made. And we also read that the life in him was the light of men, which shineth in the darkness, and lighteth every man. We know from the Word of God, we know that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Since the beginning, in the beginning was the Word, as we read in John 1:1, and all things were made by him. Let's look at Genesis in the beginning to see in what way the Lord accomplished creation. Genesis 1, starting with verse 3 through verse 5, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God said, God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God made a division. And we know that God divides rightly. Notice, he divides light from darkness and good from evil. And he also, later, he divided Israel from the rest of the world. We can see that in Scripture, as we will. God divides his Word between the truth for Israel during the times when God, when they are God's people, and he divides that from the truth for the rest of us, for all of us, actually. Let's not ignore that truth. Let's not neglect to make those same divisions as we read and study. It greatly benefits us to recognize those divisions that God has made and that he has put in Scripture. Going on, look at Genesis 1, verse 4. And God divided the light from the darkness. So there is a difference between light and dark. Verse 5. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and morning were the first day. And by that we can see that the light is introduced along with day, darkness, and night. Those four things. Dark means destitute of light, or lacking of illumination. As we look further, we can see God introduces division between light and dark. Look down in verse 14. We'll look at Genesis 1, verses 14 through 18. And God said, let there be lights, and that's plural now, plural lights, lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night. There's more division. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Verse 15, and let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth. And so it was, and it was so. There is more light, though, as we go on through here, more light. Verse 16, God made two great lights, the greater to rule the day and the lesser to rule the night. He also made the stars. Did you hear that? Wow, what an understatement of God's power. You know, what a great feat that was, and yet it's mentioned almost like a mere footnote. He also made the stars. Wow. Genesis 1, verse 17. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. So light is important in creation. And let's come down through history a while here. Come with me to Israel in Egypt in Exodus 10, verses 22 and 23. Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt. 3 days. 3 days without light. Wow. They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. God gave the light as a blessing there. Then, as God ushered Israel out of Egypt, we can see God's light is present with them. Look in Exodus 13 now. Exodus 13, verse 20 and 21. And they took their journey from Succoth and encamped in Etham in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. So the Lord was their light. As the psalm says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. In Exodus 25, going down from Exodus 25 all the way through chapter 40, God goes into great detail about the tabernacle and the buildings of it and the provision for it, including the light, the oil for the light also, and the candlesticks in the tabernacle, all of which will eventually, they'll be part of what we study, even the candlesticks in this study. Not today, but later on. And as we continue through the scriptures about light, we now go to Leviticus. Let's go to Leviticus 24, verses 1 through 4, where the Lord tells Moses to provide the light to burn in the tabernacle continually, not just the light when they come to meet, light the lights, and then when you're done, put them out. But the light is to burn in the tabernacle continually. They're not just to light it during their meetings, but all the time it's to be there. Among other things, the Lord is emphasizing the importance of the light throughout history of his dealings. When he dealt with humans, it was important. The light was important. Let's see a few other instances of the light in the Bible as we look further on, later on in history now. Esther. Esther chapter 8, verses 15 and 16. And a similar thing as to what... let's read it. And Mordecai went out from the presence of the king in royal apparel of blue and white, and with a great crown of gold, and with a garment of fine linen and purple. And the city of Shushan rejoiced and was glad. The Jews had light. They had light and gladness and joy and honor. So the light of the Lord was still with Israel. Let's look at some of the other references. We'll look at some in Psalms here before we close for the day. Psalm 18, verse 28. For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. And here we get to Psalm 27, 1 that we referred to before. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And the next two verses show the importance of the word connected with the light. Psalm 119, verses 105 and 130. Verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And Psalm 119, 130, the entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Again, you can see here in Psalm 119, verse 30, that God is connecting the word with the light, as he did in John 1, verse 14. Verses 1 and 4. And let's just read those again. John 1, verses 1 and 4, and we'll close with that. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Okay, I'm done for today. And if you have any questions or comments, we'll plan on picking up there tomorrow and doing more about the light and the light upon Israel specifically from Scripture, God's light upon Israel. So if there are questions, bring them up, or corrections. I'm correctable. I'm trying to be, you know, right in line with Scripture. So if you have a verse I've, you know, gone against unintentionally, let me know. I'll correct my beliefs here if I'm not in line with the Scripture.